Holiday your heart out at Old Navy. Today only, all outerwear and all tees are 50% off. Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Outerwear and tees valid 11/18, 40% valid 11/15 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
There is a sparkle of a ghost in your smile, and I cannot hide from all that I desire. In this moment, we both know what. In this moment, we both die.
Good evening. It is Wednesday, April the 14th, 2009, and you are listening to Bands on the Rise on the VRO. Good evening. This is Angie, and with me I have Jess. Good evening, Jess.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah, you're having a little technical difficulty with your computer there, huh?
Let's just go with technical difficulty. Is that what you call it when you don't have a big enough hammer?
Percussive maintenance is not going to work, huh?
I got something on my screen. Not sure what it is, but I got something.
We actually have a special guest today, two of them, actually. I'm going to read just a brief introduction. The song that you just heard is called As I Die, and it is by the band Someday Static. They are a new up-and-coming band. They're located in New York City, specifically, I believe it's Brooklyn, my original hometown. And they have an amazing sound, and in contrast to the emotive tone of their music, Someday Static, they boast an eclectic blend of personalities. When the band isn't goofing off for another YouTube video or dreaming up some new songs, they're performing at live venues in New York and along the East Coast. Their dramatic stage presence captivates audiences at each show, and in 2009, they opened for Boys Like Girls, The Veronicas, and Gym Class Heroes at the MTV U Sunblock Music Festival. And in addition to their self-titled debut demo released in 2009, Someday Static has now released their second demo album titled Weird Stupid Noise, and it features 5 tracks, including As I Die, which you just heard, which was produced by Mark Troth Lewis, and he is from Flyleaf. Joining us today is Malin Bray and Brian McFadden. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Doing well.
Happy to be
doing
on.
Well.
So are you guys, was I right, are you guys located in Brooklyn?
Well, New York City, all around.
Yeah, we're all over.
All over the place.
We represent the whole NYC.
Yeah, we were interviewing Kelly McCrae. I believe it was last week. No, the week before. Kelly McCrae. She actually is in Brooklyn as well, in New York City, and fairly different kind of music than yours. But you know, she was talking about the amazing music scene there, and you know, that's what I remember from being there. How do you guys like living in New York?
Well, I love it. To me, it's the greatest city in the world. I've been here about 3 years now, and I can't imagine living anywhere else.
What about you, Melon?
I love it here. I've been here like 4 years. I moved here from North Carolina. So it's definitely a big step from what I'm used to, but I love it. Like Brian said, I couldn't imagine going anywhere else or ever leaving.
Well, from North Carolina to New York City, it's a big change.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What kind of made you decide to move to New York as opposed to any other city?
I mean, I guess it's kind of, you know, New York is big, there's so much here, and, you know, it's just growing up in such a small town, I wanted, like, the exact opposite, and I figured, hey, why not, you know, and give it a shot, and hopefully I can make it here and live, and, yeah, it's turned out to be great.
Where in North Carolina are you from?
This place called Wilmington. It's like a little coastal town.
I know where Wilmington is. I have a friend that lives there.
Yeah, it's a great place, but there's no place like New York.
Actually, my co-host, who normally is co-hosting with me, Amy, she's actually, right now she's in Georgia with Tina, and they're working on the set of Vampire Diaries, and I hope they've already announced that, because if not, I have totally blown the surprise. But because I haven't been paying attention, but you know, she's gonna kill me if she hears this recording. But anyway, Amy is actually from North Carolina, also. So.
Oh, cool. What part?
Yeah. She's down by Charlotte. I don't know if she wants me to say the exact town.
Yeah,
but I think she said she was from Nob Hill is the nearest town to her, so she's right around there.
Yeah. Cool.
Close to Charlotte, I think. So I've been trying to get down there forever. But you guys, I was psyched that you decided to do the interview, and we love your music. I was talking to Angie offline, and she's like, you know, I'm digging their music, and I'm finding that I'm liking alternative music.
Cool. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I've been a mainstream girl my whole life, and just since starting the VRO last summer, I've been listening to a lot of the alternative type. And I don't even know if it's really called alternative. It's really just non-mainstream, non-top 40 or whatever you want to call it.
Getting into
the Twilight soundtracks and the Vampire Diary soundtracks and the playlists that a lot of authors put up on their websites. I'm like, dude, there's so much more than Nickelback.
But actually, we have a couple of questions for you, so we're going to jump in and ask some questions that the fans and me and Angie came up with, and then hopefully in the chat room, we do have some guests in there. Guests, if you're listening, if you sign in with a username and a password, you can actually participate in the chat rather than just watch it. If you're just signed in as a guest, you're not going to be able to type anything in the chat room. But if you sign in with a username and a password, you can get back into chat, and you can actually participate and ask questions live. We'll interact with you guys. As much as possible. I think Andy's on that pretty much primarily. You can do that. And then we have some questions that people have pre-emailed into us and some questions that Angie and I have come up with. So the first question is, fill in the blank, and you guys can take turns with this. If we had to compare ourselves to another band, we would sound like blank. That's a fan question.
That's always an interesting question, because I think we have such an original sound. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. with the girl singer, you're going to be compared to the Flyleafs and the Evanescence and Paramores, but Malin's voice is so distinct, and, of course, we have such an interesting sound with the keys that it really stands beyond those.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What do you think, Malin?
I mean, I have to agree. Like, we always have such a hard time with those questions because you can hear a lot of our influences, and we all come from such different musical backgrounds. But you can hear, like, a lot of, you know, our Nirvana influences, and, of course, like, you know, we can get automatically thrown into other categories of female vocalists. But it's, I never have, like, an appropriate answer. Like, we're kind of like a mix of a bunch of people, you know. It's not like I could say we sound exactly like, or if, you know, you like, you know, I guess if you like Girlfriend and Rock, you know, you're going to like us.
Right, exactly. Well, it's easy to tell. The first song that was played was As I Die, and was it the producer for Flyleaf also helped you with that?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the producers, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can definitely hear, especially in that specific song, the influence that sounds very much like Flyleaf. But there are differences. It's not like a cookie-cutter, you know, imitation or, you know, repeat of Flyleaf. There's definitely a lot of variation in there. So good job on that.
Thank you.
We try.
Andy, did you want to ask the next question?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, because I actually have it up on my computer now.
Yay.
Malin, you said a minute ago, you mentioned various musical influences. What are some of your influences musically? And you say, as y'all came together, who do you think, and of course, Brian, answer the question for yourself as well, but as far as the other members, where do you guys draw that influence and inspiration?
We all grew up listening to such different stuff. I know personally, I was so into the grunge era growing up, you know, just Nirvana, Alice in Chains, like, played such a huge role in what I wanted to do musically. Like, I listened to a lot of Alanis Morissette. So you can hear, like, a lot of her vocal influences. But, I mean, we all just have, I mean, you can hear everything in all our music. Like, Brian grew up listening to metal and Stephanie Pope, you know, it's just, it's really cool when you hear everything kind of come together.
Yeah,
very nice.
I can definitely say that I also was influenced by the grunge era, at least at that time. You know, that was around when I was 15, 16. But beyond that, my influences got much heavier. Every band I've been in before this one has been metal bands, usually progressive metal bands, a lot of different time signatures. So I like to think that I bring the heavy a little bit from the aesthetic.
You are a serious metalhead.
Yeah.
Really.
It takes a special ear to listen to progressive metal.
Yes, it does. It
I like metal. Let me just say.
Many years.
Yeah. I do like metal, progressive metal, and like some industrial metal. I do like, but it takes a lot to listen to it. I couldn't listen to it while I worked, but. Can you tell us? This is another fan question. Can you tell us about the name Someday Static and how it came to be? Now, Angie and I know the background behind this, but some of your fans may not. So could you explain that to them?
Yeah. When I first joined the band, it was under a different name, and it was kind of like we lost a bunch of members, and it was just me and Artem kind of like starting, I guess, basically a new band once everyone kind of left. And so we decided on a new name, and I was trying to think of something, and just at that point in my life, like, I'd just been in New York City not too long, and, like, I was moving apartments and switching jobs, and it just seemed like everything around me was just, like, so crazy and chaotic. And so I was kind of, like, thinking about it, and, like, if you look up the word static and, like, its definitions, like, automatically, like, you think about electricity, but if you look at other things it means just to be still, like, constant and no longer changing. And so I thought that was like a really cool name for a band, like Someday Static, like one day, you know, I can just be exactly where I want to be, and hopefully everything will just be calm and normal. But then what fun would that be? But anyways, that's how it came about.
That's a good story. I like that.
Thank you.
Words that have other meanings and using them for their lesser known meanings. I like that.
Thank you.
So you've mentioned that the band was sort of in a transition, kind of had different members coming and going. How did you guys wind up all together? Were y'all friends before? Was it like, you know, an open audition and the creative loafing? I mean, how did y'all wind up?
Each one was an audition process. Malin and Art have been playing together now for over 2 years. And they themselves went through many different members. And then I auditioned for them last January. And that's the point when it really started to gel. And then when we added Stephanie with keys last summer and Gino shortly after that, all through an audition process, but you play with so many different musicians from being in bands and from having auditions that you just know when certain members just mesh with you and just the chemistry is right. So we knew when the other two joined that they were the final pieces in the puzzle.
Very cool. And actually, that leads into my next question, which was about your musical backgrounds. Now, you just mentioned Brian, you just mentioned that Malin and Artem were playing for 2 years before that. When did you guys, and not necessarily cohesively together, but when did you individually start playing music or know that you wanted to play music? Were you introduced at an early age? Did you have any formal training? I'm asking a lot of questions, so I'll stop there.
All of us pretty much ever since we were young have been involved with music. I know Stephanie has been classically trained on piano since she was small. Gina's been playing forever. So is Artem. I've been singing ever since I could talk. So pretty much all of us always knew, like, it was deep inside us, like, that music was what we wanted to do with our lives, and have pretty much been on, like, a one-way road ever since.
My story is actually slightly different.
A little bit, yeah,
else.
You're a little bit.
I'm fresher. I actually didn't get started playing. I always loved music, and not just like, you know, the everyday person likes music. I always felt that it was a very special medium. But I'd never actually started playing until I was about 23.
Wow.
And I just discovered the drums, and they just kind of made sense to me. And from that point on, from the second I first stepped to the drum set, my whole world changed.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I really like that. That's a little bit more of an inspiration that, you know, I did some other things first and then I started later. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, I was actually an athlete growing up. I wasn't any good, but I grew up playing sports. My family's a very sports-oriented family, and I guess it just wasn't my calling, and that's why I wasn't good, because the second I sat on drums, it just made sense. So I'm glad I discovered that.
Definitely. That's awesome.
Now, did you choose drums in particular, or you just wanted to make music?
Actually, I wanted to be a singer. So, I mean, I knew I loved music, so I tried to start a band as a singer, but that didn't really work out because I don't have the greatest voice. And one of the guys...
You and me both.
One of the guys that I started the band with had some ideas on guitar, and he said, you know, I need you to put a beat to it. I said, I don't know how to play drums. He said, just give it a try. And so it was just by chance I sat down, and I don't know how else to describe it, but it just made sense.
And since that point, did you take any classes, or did you just kind of teach yourself?
Well, I taught myself, actually, up until about a year ago, and then I've actually been taking classes the last year to kind of fill in those holes in the foundation that I missed by, you know, teaching
mm-hmm.
myself and having my own good or bad habits, and it's really helped the fundamentals, and I've become a more solid drummer because of it. But until then, the first 5 years, just completely taught myself.
That's
that
amazing.
Is awesome. I love that.
Now, actually, now that you started taking classes, did you find that there was more that you didn't, I mean, obviously there's stuff that you didn't know, but did you find that you had basically taught yourself a good base and then went, you know, this is now filling in more, or did you find that you were doing things that were actually incorrect?
Well, one of the things, yeah, there's basic ways to drum, but one of those things is, you know, if you're hitting the beat and you've got the good rhythm and you know how to hit the various drums, everybody can have their own little style. So even though the way I did it wasn't exactly the way, you know, they would teach a classical drummer, it still worked. So my basics were there, but I'm loving everything I'm learning. I'm loving all the exercises that they teach you to really improve and expand on your drumming. So even though the basics were there, I'm loving all the little holes that are getting filled in now.
Very nice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break just to give ourselves some drinking time. And we're going to play another song by you. We have it loaded on the switchboard. And if you guys could just give us a little background behind this next song. The next song is going to be I Would. So if you would just give us a little bit of information about the song itself, how it came to be, and go from there.
I would. I'm sure every girl out there has had her heart broken, you know. We've all loved and lost, and anyways, at that point, like, I was just kind of, like, mad at everyone, and I'm sure you wanted to break someone else's heart just like yours was, and so that kind of song is just kind of like an anthem to that, you know, like, you want to fall in love with me, I can break your heart just as easy. So, it's kind of
a good
song.
Good breakup song, good sit
yeah,
down.
Right.
Okay, well, if you're just joining us, we're just about to take a quick break and play I Would by Someday Static. We'll be back right after this song. Enjoy.
Girl.
And once again, that was I Would. And we have a question from the room, and this is from Lynette. Lynette is one of our most loyal listeners. She's here for us every night, and we love her. Thank you so much, Lynette. Her question is, where do you see yourselves and your group in 5 to 7 years, or where would you like to be?
Well, I think the easy answer to that is we hope to be making a successful music career. That's all of our goals. That's all of our dreams, and we're working hard towards that, and we feel we're pretty close to that. So 5 to 7 years, I hope we're on album number, you know, maybe 6. What do you think?
Six is pushing it. I'd say maybe like 4 or 5.
There you go. That's more realistic.
I don't think you could do one a year.
Oh, yeah, right? There about 1 year is nice.
Square Garden 5 years from now, who knows?
There you go.
Yeah, right?
That actually brings me into my next question, since you were talking about recording albums. You did your recording, some of your recordings at Painted Blue Studios, which, you know, had a previous name and was pretty famous for, you know, artists like Mariah Carey and Madonna. I'm trying to think of others, U2. And did recording in the same studio as those people give you inspiration? How did it feel?
I mean, it was really cool. Good friends of mine in the band Wild Street, Allie and Eric, they were the ones who recorded us there. And, I mean, it was a really great experience. They're both musicians who have been in a band, you know, for a couple of years and together and, you know, been in the scene a lot longer than our band has. And just working with them, we learned a lot. And being in, like, it was a beautiful studio and, you know, it was our first time, like, really recording as a band together. So everything about the whole experience was really positive.
Yeah, the place is in a penthouse level in a building in Times Square, so you're already got the mood being in Times Square.
Nice.
It opens up right into the room, and you're just in awe, you know, especially knowing the people who recorded there before. It's just, you feel instantly inspired to get down to business, and it was a lot of fun.
See, I can just see me sitting there going, what did I do to get here?
Yeah, that's what I kind of felt.
Be, like, just absolutely dumbstruck. Just, wow. I, you know, I'd be, like, touching everything. Madonna could have touched this.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, a kid at a candy store.
I think we were all waiting for them to say, oh, we were just kidding. You guys can go. We're going to bring in the real artist now.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding. Thanks for playing.
Ties on the way out, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got another question that was a fan question, and they want to know, you're a supporter of animal rights. In what way do you demonstrate your passion for this cause?
Well, we got involved in PETA 2, which is really, like, focuses on, like, the anti-fur campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, like, we, at every show, like, we spread out literature. I mean, I don't know if, you are familiar with it at all, but it's just a really horrific thing that is still going on that's just completely unnecessary. You know, the people that still wear real fur, you know, there's synthetic fur out there that looks just the same. There's no need to torture an animal to get it. And so, I mean, at every show we pass out literature. It's, you know, it's, of course, everyone's own right for what they believe and what they want to be involved in, and we don't want to push too many things on people, but just, you know, we try to educate everyone so that they can at least make an educated decision about, you know, what's going on.
Good. Have you taken it to the level of becoming a vegetarian?
No, I'm not a vegetarian. I try, but
I love my meat.
I'm with you.
I can't live without a hamburger.
But we all try to, you know, to eat, like, free range and, you know, grass fed and everything like that, and organic. So at least, like, I'm not totally against not eating meat, but I think that the animals, at least, that we are going to eat should be treated fairly instead of, like, the mass slaughterhouses.
Right. Well, eating those types of meats in general are better for you anyway.
Amen.
Rather than, yeah. Now there's this new news report today. I just saw today that they're finding all these heavy metals in meats now from different sources of water and grass and all that stuff. So I'm like, oh, great.
But, yeah, as far as the fur, like, you don't need fur to survive, and it's just, it's a pointless, really superficial thing. And so hopefully everyone can see, you know, go to PETA.com and you can watch the videos of exactly what's going on and exactly what happens for you to have that fur jacket. So,
you know, what's the difference? I'm sorry to harp on this, but what's the difference between PETA and PETA 2? Is that just focusing on the no fur?
PETA 2 is pretty much just focusing on the no fur campaign. It doesn't really have much to do with vegetarianism and everything like PETA 1 or the regular original PETA focuses on.
I see. And there is, I think it is on your MySpace. Is there a link on your MySpace?
Yeah, there's a link on our MySpace. There's a whole little section on it. So if you go to Someday Static's MySpace, you can access the information really easily.
And I did have that up a minute ago. Isn't it myspace.com/SundayStatic?
Someday Static, yep.
Yeah, no spaces, right?
Nope, all one word.
All right, so we'll post that on our website as well. But if you're listening live, it is, if you do want to hear more, we do have only one more song to play by Someday Static. We were having some technical difficulties uploading the music onto our switchboard, so we had to do, like, this whole engineering thing of, you know, uploading it onto YouTube and then downloading it with something else. It's because of the way that it was recorded. It was recorded with copyright on it, which is fine and good to do, except for our switchboard won't let us load it, and we found that out the hard time, so we had to kind of like do all this engineering to get the songs up, and we didn't have enough time to get the last song on. So we only have one more song, and we'll play that as they're leaving the interview. But if you do want to hear more songs, because we did mention before that there was an original demo, and now your second demo is coming out, right? Weird Stupid Noise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on that right now.
Awesome. And you can hear more of their music on MySpace. And that, again, that is myspace.com/somedaystatic. And it's SomedayStatic, just the way it sounds, no spaces. And you can go there and listen to lots of music. And you have some pretty funny and cool YouTube videos up there.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at those.
That's become kind of our thing. We've made a habit of just carrying a little video camera around whenever we're recording or whenever we're playing shows. Or, you know, we did one for our tour that we did, a little mini East Coast tour last summer. And we're just a bunch of goofballs. So we always just, we're like, hey, why don't we just film it? And then why don't we just show it on the internet so everybody can see how much goofballs we are. It's a lot of fun.
Very nice. Now, actually, I do have another question for you in that regard. The YouTube videos and all that stuff, you kind of got into that, and it's fun. They're actually sometime, what am I trying to say? Let me just get a minute. The YouTube videos that you're doing, they're almost like, minus some of the interactions, they're almost like music videos, like home videos, but set to your music. I like that contrast where you see, like, you guys playing in the snow, and yet you hear the background, the music is playing for it. Did somebody come up with that, or did it kind of just fall into place that way?
I mean, we're always just, like, we always have, like, a little video camera around us, and so we always just try to make, like, little fun videos of, you know, what we do in our spare time and everything to kind of, like, let the fans, you know, get to know us a little bit more.
And our manager, Anna, came up with the idea to actually play the songs while we're doing it. She's great at video editing. And for the first video that she did way back when, she had a song going in the background. I think it was during the making of our wake-up video, and it just was such a huge hit. They were like, wow, why don't we just always put one of our songs on the videos? And it's a nice way to integrate the music with, you know, watching us be complete idiots.
I think they're awesome. I don't think you're complete idiots.
Not at all,
I don't think you're idiots either.
Well, thank you.
That's what I saw, Brian. I was like, how much coffee did you drink?
And by coffee, you mean Diet Coke? Yeah, I had lots of Diet Coke.
Well, hyped up on caffeine. So obviously, doing the videos is something that you enjoy. What are some of your other things that you do to kind of release the stress, release the tension of recording and writing and all of that? What do you guys do?
I mean, it's not really stress, or I mean, recording and writing is kind of what I do to release my stress and tension out of my normal life. You know, that is kind of all of our escape.
So then what do you do to call stress?
I was going to say the exact same thing. Playing music is our escape. You know, I can't ever say it's stressful. It's, even if you're working hard, you're doing music.
Work you enjoy doing, you know?
Exactly. So it's absolutely, we don't need a break. That's more music. You know, write another song if we're feeling stressed with one song.
So then what do you do when you're not recording? I mean, like, do you guys, you're up in New York. Do you guys, like, ski, snowboard? Do y'all do anything like that?
I mean, I think a few of us took some snowboarding trips up this summer, but that's kind of a little bit of a drive. But, I mean, I don't know. We all just, like, hang out, you know, go to the movies. You know, we all stay pretty busy between our jobs and working on our music careers that there's a little time for downtime.
That was actually going to be my next question.
I still have the day job, yep.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that because when we had Kelly on earlier, I had mentioned to her, I'm like, listen, living in New York and being a musician, it's not like New York is a cheap town to live in. So, you know, are you independently wealthy? What are you doing during the day without being detailed? So obviously, everybody still has day jobs, and then this is something that is done after your day jobs, correct?
Yeah, we all work very hard to live here. You know, like you said, it's an expensive city to live in, but a wonderful city to live in. So, you know, we all, of course, have our jobs that we have during the day, but hopefully those will get less and less, and, you know, we can focus more on music. But I think that just comes with time, and we just have to all keep working hard.
Now, do you guys, although you're not signed yet, right?
We're working on it. We've got some few things with a small indie label, so we're just kind of
awesome.
We're just kind of working towards it.
Well, we wish you luck on that one.
Thank you.
You guys can take turns answering if it differs. Do you have any, since you're kind of almost to that point now, do you have any kind of advice or maybe even cautionary advice to bands or artists that are trying to get signed or trying to just get their name out there, maybe something they should do or something they should stay away from or you know, kind of be careful of?
Well, I think the first key is finding the right combination of members.
Mm-hmm.
I know Malin's been in other bands, and they've had other members before. I joined Sunday Static, and I've been in, like, six other bands, and it's all about finding the right chemistry. It doesn't matter how much work you put in or whatever. If the band's going to fall apart at the first disagreement or the first creative difference, then it's not going to get anywhere. And the second thing is be prepared for a lot of work. You know, it's fun, but you can't just write a couple songs and expect somebody to hear it, and then the whole world knows who you are. You got to really work hard to get your name out there, really work hard to get the songs the way you want them and get your performance right. It is a job. I mean, it's a fun job, but it's still a job.
Okay. Alan?
I totally agree with Brian. You have to know, like, this industry is a very hard industry to be in, and it can really take a toll on you, but you have to know, like, if this, at the end of the day, is music's what's in your heart and it's what's going to make you happy, then, you know, you're willing to put the amount of work you have to, you know.
Good.
Anything worth doing is worth working for, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely. I would like to know if your songs are available to put on my iPod.
I think, Brian, what's going on with iTunes right now?
We have... Actually, our original demo is up. There's three songs. The ones we recorded at Tana Blue Studios, you can go on iTunes. They're available for purchase right now. And while we're getting this whole label thing situated, we can't really put any of those songs up on iTunes because they might be hopefully released on an album, you know, sometime in the near future. So the only songs, there are songs available, but they are the older songs that we recorded last year.
Okay. And I know that, and I just posted this in the chat room, on your MySpace page, there's a pop-out player. That's what I've got on my computer right now. So, and that, you know, it's got the shuffle on it, so I just popped that on there and that through for a good little while.
Cool.
I enjoyed that. And since, you know, I mentioned the MySpace thing, what I guess I don't want you to give out personal information, But if you have a Twitter or a Facebook or anything other than the MySpace, do you have that? And would you like to share that with the listeners?
All of our Twitters are right underneath our pictures on the MySpace. So if you go to the Sunday Sevex MySpace, you can easily hook up with our Twitters and follow us and everything right there.
Okay. All right, cool.
And Sunday Static has a Facebook page, too, so you can actually link through us on Facebook
as
well.
Yeah, you can find each of us on Facebook through our Sunday Static Facebook. Like, we're all pretty accessible.
Okay. Good. Wonderful. All right. So we've got, and I'm not going to, since I've already put the MySpace on there, I'm not going to type in each of the.
Yeah, just go to the MySpace and you can connect there.
And please, yeah, like anybody, we're always like excited to hear from fans and get messages and everything. So.
Right.
Share the love. Show the love.
Yeah, of course.
And actually, I wanted to ask you, there's a couple of questions that I just thought about while you guys were talking. And you did mention, you know, working on the new the demo and doing the whole legalities and things like that with signing. But before, you mentioned doing some mini tours, and you did mention also the playing with Veronica's and Gym Class Heroes. Do you guys like playing live better than doing studio work? Is it even to you? Do you like doing both? Or is there one that you like doing more?
There's nothing like playing live. Like it's like the most fun. It's like getting to go to Disneyland every time you play live. It's really fun because like you get the interaction with your fans and the people in the audience, and it's kind of like what all the hard work is for, you know, to kind of get everyone there and see everybody enjoying your music and your songs and everything.
I agree 100% with Malin. To me, I mean, I love creating music. There's nothing like that. But the whole reason I do this is for the performance, is being on stage, being able to have the fans right there, playing directly to them, the energy that you feel from them. There's nothing else like it in the world.
Yeah. It's like once when you have someone come up to you after you've just played a show and say, your song just really touched my emotions and everything was just really beautiful. It's so amazing to hear. It's kind of what you do it for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys get nervous before you go on stage?
Not anymore. I used to get really nervous, but now we've done it so much that it's kind of second nature.
I don't think it's nervous. You get a nerve. It's more of an excitement, like a building.
Yeah, like an excitement.
And I get that every time before I get, like, you know what's about to happen. You know you're about to perform, and it's just this building excitement that just drives you.
Maybe it's the Diet Coke.
Yeah, right?
Definitely. You know what? For
no
me,
Diet
it probably
Coke
is the Diet Coke. I drink a lot of Diet Coke.
I drink a lot of Red Bull, so I totally get it.
That's funny.
But do you guys have any plans to, and I won't keep you that much longer because I know we've had you for a while, but do you have any plans to do any shows live soon? Are you going on like another mini tour?
I think mostly right now we've just been focusing on recording and everything, and working on getting this demo and working on kind of the deal with the label and what potentially might happen. We might start booking some shows like in the middle of the summer, but I think right now we're just trying to focus, on recording and writing.
We do have one show Friday, May 7th.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You got caught off.
We do have one show that we booked Friday, May 7th. It's a place called Crash Mansion in downtown Manhattan. So we get to showcase some of our new music. So we'll do that from time to time, have a show or two just to kind of play the new music and get to perform for the fans.
Okay. Well, if you guys are in the area, if you're in the area, you definitely want to go see them. I've seen some of the YouTube video recordings, and they're definitely entertaining. So get out there. And it was May 7th, you said?
May 7th, yeah, the Friday night.
Okay, great. And that's on your MySpace page as well, right?
Yep, you can, find all the information on our MySpace page.
Okay. And I do have one more question. Another one of our faithful listeners who always winds up coming in late and missing half of our show, she just asked a question in the chat room. And I have to ask it. Are there, we mentioned before there, if you guys got nervous before you went on stage and you answered that question, are there any specific rituals that you do before you go on stage?
We always like have like a little band powwow, you know, like, you know, just, it's nothing like really serious, but we all just kind of sit there like, all right, get ready, good luck, here we go, you know, just for a second, but nothing like jumping up and down 5 times and touching our nose or anything.
Doing 27 push-ups and 15 sit-ups.
We have a little
group huddle. We have a little just a little brief, like she said, 5-10 second thing. Just like, hey, let's do this. We know how to do this. Let's do it, and then rock it after that.
Nice. Well, Malin and Brian, you have been amazing to stay with us so long.
Oh, thank you so much.
We know that you're very, very busy. And Angie's still here. She's just monitoring the chat room. Angie and I wish you, and VRO, wish you the best of luck, especially on any impending exciting news that might be coming. And we wanted to go out with your last song, which is For a Savior. Can you give us a little bit of information on that one?
For a Savior is a really fun song. It's kind of about the band all together. And, you know, it's just kind of like, here we are, here we come. We're kind of in your face. And it's kind of like a little bit about our struggle. Like, if you listen to the lyrics in the chorus, it's easier said than done. You know, it's, of course, it's easy to say you're in a band, but a lot harder to get there. So
right.
That's kind of what everything. Sorry, we're at our rehearsal space. If you hear the music in the background, it's a little.
Yeah, I hear that in the background. I'm like, uh-oh, we're cutting into rehearsal time.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, as soon as we hang up, we're gonna rehearse. So we're music doesn't stop.
Yeah, but anyways, it's just a song kind of about all of us, and here we are in your face. That's it.
Very cool. Before we let you go, though, we did talk about it off air. Would it be okay to do the recording right now? I'll give you a countdown. If you can either do it together, you can say, you know,
okay.
Hi, this is Malin, and hi, this is Brian, and we're from Sunday Static, and you're listening to the VRO, or you can do it separately. If you guys want to work that out, let me know.
we can do it together.
Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay, so who's going to talk first?
Malin will talk first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you a countdown, and you'll introduce yourself to the band, and then just say you're listening to the VRO. Ready?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up? This is Malin.
And hey, this is Brian.
And
we're
listening.
From Sunday Static.
So much, so
you're
bad.
Listening to the VRO.
You have to introduce the band.
All right. Yeah, I forgot about that. All right, so let's
okay.
try again. We're off
okay.
here, right?
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up? This is Malin.
And hey, this is Brian. And we're from
Sunday Static.
And you're listening to?
The VRO.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck again. And is it okay if we play music from now, from time and again?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks again.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
That was fun.
Fun.
Yeah, I had a good time, and I hope everybody who was listening had a great time. Again, you want to check out their MySpace page. You're not going to be disappointed with their music. It's really, really very cool. My cousin actually got me in, again, along with Kelly McRae, also got me in kind of into Sunday Static, and I'm really glad that he did. So, you're going to want to check them out, especially since I think they're going to go pretty far. And I guess that's all we have to say right now. I don't think we have any shows again until next week.
Right.
I think Gina and Angie, Gina and Amy will be back in their respective homes next week. So I think that there might be a Twilight Diaries next week.
I hope
week.
So. It's been a long time since we've had one.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to have a ton of stories or
oh,
at
yeah.
least inside
sure.
jokes that they can laugh about and we can't. And and so I believe that they will be having one. You want to keep updated keep checking the website, keep checking Blog Talk, and keep checking your emails if you're subscribed to us. You should get reminders. I do know that we do have another guest on Bands on the Rise next week, and that is Verdera. They are an amazing band. You can also hear them on MySpace as well. They're spelled V-E-R-D-E-R-A, and you'll want to check out their music as well ahead of time. We are still accepting questions for them. You can send questions to the VRO, it's VRO@thevro.com. That's our general email box. Or you can send them directly to me at jcreynolds@thevro.com. Or you can send them to Amy at amymccracken@thevro.com and so forth. Anything else you want to say, Angie?
I think that's got it covered.
Okay. Well, we're going to go out now with For a Savior, but before that, I think I want to play a clip. Let's see. What should we play from your good friend, Kelly?
You know what? We've got True Blood is coming back up soon.
I was just going to say, you know what? The new season for True Blood is coming back. I believe we're moving that back to Monday nights again. And it's coming up soon. So you're going to want to, if you're a True Blood fan, I'm hosting that, and I think, I can't remember what her name was, is hosting it with me, and anybody else of our VRO crew that wants to come and talk True Blood on there. I am an Eric fan, and to die for. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. So this is the True Blood clip.
Do you desperately want to be a VIP at Fangtasia? Ever wanted to sit down for some ribs and relots? Is your mouth watering just thinking about a good bottle of True Blood? Join us for True Blood Talk on the VRO, where we discuss the latest episode of True Blood and the Southern Vampire series that inspired the show. We discuss whether it's better to be with a Southern gentleman or a Viking warrior. We have interviews with cast members, contests, and more. True Blood Talk, right here on the VRO. Fang bangers are welcome.
Okay, guys. Good night. Good night, Angie.
Good night. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This is For a Savior by Someday Static.